It's hotnot37, hotnot37.com. Good friend of mine, Patty, she's over there at American Eagle taking care of everybody. And these guys have been booming, helping out a lot of people out there right now. And with the economy doing so bad and everything, they have something called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. What is that?
So that's a program under the CARES Act, which got expanded. And again, just a reminder to folks what that CARES Act is. It was put into place, a law put into place on March 27th of 2020, and it's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. And ultimately, what this particular part of the plan is it's small businesses, and that's a business under 500 people, that is affected by COVID-19 can apply for an economic injury disaster loan emergency advance of $10,000. And that does not have to be repaid.
No?
No, it doesn't. So, folks that I know that are, small business owners, and when I say small business owners, I have a friend who sells jewelry. And you can't go, and a lot of those are home businesses where you do a party at somebody's house and things like that. Well, those folks are hit hard because there's no, you're not going into people's homes anymore. And you can spin them up virtually, but it's not the same as touching and feeling and putting it on and seeing what it looks like. So really, they can get a loan for $10,000 to help get through those hard times.
I like that,
restaurants and things like that can also apply for this to help pay for restaurant workers and waitresses and bartenders who, as we know in the state of Connecticut, bars are still not allowed to be opened right now due to COVID-19, even in stage 3 of the reopening plan. So this really is sort of a protection so that you don't have to furlough people and that you can still keep folks employed. It really is sort of stimulus and money to go back into communities to keep people employed and money in their pockets.
And this is all part of the CARES Act.
All part of the CARES Act, yes. Money going back into the economy to help stimulate growth and keep people employed.
Patty, thanks again for the information. Great talking to you this week, and I will talk to you next week. Again, if there's a website or a phone number to get in touch with you, what should you do?
You can go to AmericanEagle.org, and we have a lot of information out there about the CARES Act and how it relates to consumers.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.